This is Greg Moraglia with your Outbeat Radio News for the week of May 13th, 2018. In London, three young men were attacked with acid outside a gay nightclub early last Sunday morning. A witness said the attack occurred around 5 a.m. outside of Dalton Superstore, a popular LGBTQ venue. The witness said that he heard a commotion outside his window and caught part of the attack on three men ages 17, 22, and 27. The witness said he saw a car stop in the middle of the road and two men jumped out and started beating people. He said one of the men threw a glass bottle on the ground. The bottle smashed and people were screaming and they could smell acid. The men drove off before police could get to the scene, and Scotland Yard has confirmed that the incident is being investigated and that it left the victims with, quote, lasting injuries. And here in the U.S., Pride season is approaching and rainbow-striped crosswalks are popping up in major cities across the country. Officials in Phoenix, Arizona have voted unanimously to add colorful crosswalks in two locations in downtown, thanks to efforts by the Phoenix Pride Community Foundation, Aunt Rita's Foundation, and 1 in 10, who will be covering the costs associated with the crosswalks, including maintenance. Mayor Greg Stanton said, quote, Phoenix is committed to ensuring equal treatment and rights for everyone and showing our support because we know diversity makes us stronger, end quote. They have not finalized the design, nor is there a timeline for the installation of the new crosswalks, which will be painted at the intersections of 7th and Glen Rose Avenue and Central Avenue and Portland Street. Meanwhile, Denver, Colorado is moving forward with their own crosswalks, with City Council members Jolan Clark and Robin Nietzsche in conjunction with the Baker Broadway Merchant Association and Buffalo Exchange, raising most of the funds to paint the crosswalks at the intersection of Broadway and Irvington. Jolan Clark said, quote, this is a way that we as a city and a community can wrap our arms around the LGBTQ community and tell them how much we value them, care about them, and love them in a very tangible and visible way, end quote. And here in California, legislation that would establish June as Pride Month in California cleared its first hurdle last week when the Assembly Committee unanimously passed it. Assembly Bill 2969 was authored by gay Assemblyman Evan Lowe, who's chair of California's LGBT caucus. The bill was co-authored by all members of the caucus, according to a news release from Lowe's office. The bill, which would designate June as Pride Month by statute, was approved 5-0 by the Assembly Committee on Government Organization. Evan Lowe stated in a release, quote, California has the largest LGBT population of any state in the union, and the state is home to over 40 LGBT Pride celebrations each year. We have codified many other cultural celebrations into statute, and it's time to add Pride to this list, end quote. And as we've been reporting, Sonoma County will celebrate Pride June 1st through the 3rd. The Pride Parade and Festival will take place in downtown Santa Rosa at the newly remodeled Courthouse Square. You can learn more about this celebration and all the others happening in the Bay Area on our website at outbeatnews.com. For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moraglia. I love to change the world.